This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. The Independent Online reports, anti-LGBTQ+ protesters stormed Georgia's Pride Parade on Saturday, tearing down a float, vandalising the stage, setting fires and looting the event's bar. Thousands of right-wing protesters, who included Orthodox Christian clergy, were filmed scuffling with police, rushing the stage and burning rainbow flags, forcing the cancellation of the event in Tbilisi. The organisers and Georgia's president blame anti-LGBTQ+ hate speech that preceded the event and said the police had failed to protect festival goers. President Salem Zurabishvili said the ruling Georgia Dream Party had failed to condemn its followers who had openly incited aggression towards LGBTQ+ activists. The ABC reports, a religious education course for Catholic college students that advocates traditional marriage is under review. Catholic Education Tasmania had planned to introduce the course, the Good News for Living syllabus, next year for Year 11 and 12 students. The course outline says it would teach complementary of male and female genders and would require teachers to be unambiguous in the clarity of their articulation of Catholic teaching on marriage and sexuality. A Catholic Education Tasmanian spokesperson said the syllabus, which Catholic colleges had been preparing to include for next year, was being reviewed. Also from the ABC, 200 people gathered in a club in a basement in China's financial capital, Shanghai, many dressed in red and black latex with corsets and fishnet stockings, to cheer competitors who sashayed and danced down a red carpet under the scrutiny of judges. Events like these, known as balls, celebrate a subculture centred on the LGBTQ+ community that dates from the mid-20th century dance halls in New York's Harlem, before being adopted by queer communities of colour in the 1980s. While showing off is certainly on the agenda, the events are often publicised in a discreet way, with some last-minute switches of location to avoid authorities' attention. And from The Independent, the city of Portland in Oregon has announced it will rename a downtown square after Darcel XV, the legendary drag performer. Walter C. Cole, better known as the iconic drag queen Darcel XV, died of natural causes in March this year. She was 92 years old. Darcel was crowned the world's oldest working drag performer in 2016 by the Guinness Book of World Records. City Commissioner Dan Ryan said, by renaming O'Brien Square to Darcel XV Plaza, we are embracing and celebrating the indelible contributions of Darcel XV to our city's LGBTQ+ community. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sports report.
The England Cricket and Wales Board has promoted LGBTQ+ inclusion in sport through Stonewall's Rainbow Laces campaign for the seventh season in a row. Players were given laces, stumps were rainbow coloured, and there were big screen graphics at multiple England and Australian men's and women's matches. In a written statement on the ECB website, England men's player Joe Root says the players are proud to support the LGBT+ inclusion in cricket to help individuals feel supported in the game. US national team soccer superstar Megan Rapinoe has announced her retirement, set for the end of the 2023 NWSL season and Women's World Cup. 38-year-old will be competing in her third straight World Cup and has 199 caps for the US WNT across three decades, scoring 63 goals and 73 assists. Rapinoe took to Twitter with a message of gratitude, thanking her family, teammates and coaches. The organisers of Belfast Pride Parade have excluded Ulster Rugby because of the ban on transgender women playing in female contact rugby games. Ulster Rugby is governed by the Irish Rugby Football Union, which introduced the transgender policy. The organisers of the Pride Parade said any group which was engaging in trans exclusionary practices would not be permitted to participate in the march. The theme of this year's festival, to take place on 29th July, is Stand By Your Trans. And LGBTIQA+ media organisation OutSports has chosen 100 LGBT sports people across America whose diversity, talent and impact has been deemed impressive. Tennis legend Billie Jean King and wife Alana Kloss topped the list as the most powerful out LGBTQ people in American sports.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.